This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. Korean baseball is giving American fans something to enjoy while the sports world largely remains sidelined during the pandemic. The Korea Baseball Organization started its season earlier this month in empty stadiums with masks, gloves, and no high fives allowed. Terry, you've been watching some of these games that ESPN is airing.
You have to get up either late or early, depending upon how you view the world, to watch it. Primarily around 6 a.m. is when they come on. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. The game will be in Seoul, Korea. And then ESPN is doing the games because they're dying for any sort of content. And you have their play-by-play man, Carl Ravitch, is doing it from his house in Connecticut.
Okay.
And his analyst is Eduardo Perez, who's doing it from his garage in Miami. But I doubt any of these guys being knew much of anything about Korea other than Sinsyu Chu.
Yeah, Sinsyu Chu, who was a star with the Cleveland Indians.
Yes, and he's played with Texas and played for a long time. You know, he came from Korea, and he is probably the second best player from there. But primarily, you'll see far more Americans going to play in Korea than Koreans coming to America. It's been fascinating to me to see the games because it's baseball, but actually it's a little closer to the baseball that I watched and maybe some of us were older watched growing up than what we see now.
Yeah, how is it a little different?
Well, number one is that the guys don't throw as hard. You'll see more sidearm pitchers, more breaking balls. They don't put as much premium on striking hitters out. There you'll see a lot of guys choking up on the bat, making more contact. Seems like there's more premium put on defense.
I mean, it's like a college football game atmosphere that we would associate with here. I mean, it is fanfare.
Right. People go crazy. And on top of that, the hitter is allowed to flip his bat. Yeah. You'll see these guys just fire them up in the air. And it's been a tradition in Korea for a long time. We're in America. That would be considered disrespectful to the pitcher. There, it's a celebration.
Okay.
And the other thing I really like about it is the game seemed to move faster. And I've been trying to figure out why that is. Hitters don't step out of the box after every pitch. We've got bunting. We have a lot of stolen bases. The caliber to me looks somewhere like Double A, like the Akron Rubber Ducks, or Triple A, maybe like you would see in Columbus.
Funny, because I've been seeing photos of this online, and since they're not playing with fans because of the coronavirus, they have cardboard cutouts of people in the stands.
Yeah, some of them, I guess, were actually season ticket holders to the games that they had. Okay. Those. The stadiums usually hold between 15 and 30,000, so they're not as big as we have here. They have different songs for different players, and they're waving and they're singing.
And they have cheerleaders.
They're cheerleaders. They have their powerhouse teams. For example, Matt Williams played for the Cleveland Indians, played for the Giants, recently managed the Washington Nationals. He's not managing Korea. He's managing the Kia Tigers. Mm-hmm. The Doosan Bears may be my favorite team. I've kind of liked them. It's phenomenal in terms of how they actually seem to be more enthusiastic about baseball than most of us. Yeah. And I think a lot of it is, you know, the American gang came over there because of the Korean War. I think it's also more of a collective society where people like to get together and do things together, mm-hmm. you know, where we're more individualistic. You know, out of the COVID-19 and out of the shutdown and that, this league has come along for those of us who like baseball. And they're having fun with it, even though you don't have fans. You know, one of the differences is I'm sure they have their stars and they may have some prima donnas, but because it is more of a collective view of society, you know, you kind of go to work and you do what they tell you to do. You don't get a Blake Snell, like the pitcher from Tampa Bay, who went on this rant about, I don't want to take a pay cut. Well, I would go if they're going to pay me my full salary, but my half salary, you got to understand it. I got to pay taxes too on this. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think in Korea, that would actually bring a lot of shame on any player in the middle of a crisis. Well, actually, Snell has caught a lot of things here, but you just wouldn't even think to do that there.
And this is a lot of fun. It's giving sports fans something to pay attention to while the sports world is shut down, and giving people a little taste of how sports is played on the other side of the world.
Yeah, I like that second part. That, yeah, baseball may be America's game, although I would argue football is now.
Yeah.
But I think they love it more in Korea right now.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.